American economy already deeply affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The AP's Tim McGuire reports on a huge spending bill that carries with it a question of who gets the aid.
It's huge. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's $1 trillion proposal includes direct payments to people, $300 billion in small business loans to keep people on the job, and $208 billion in loans to airlines and other industries. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the Senate has to act.
We have a chance to do our part to instill at least that little bit of confidence in a time of extraordinary uncertainty.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is demanding any unemployment benefits be at full pay.
A full amount of the wages that workers are not being paid.
The proposal includes the commitment from insurers that coronavirus tests will be cost-free and no-cost coverage of coronavirus vaccines. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In the United States, there is a continuing problem of severe shortages in medical supplies needed to fight the pandemic. The mayor of New York City says such things as respirator masks, surgical gowns, and test swabs could run out in a matter of weeks. The nation's top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, also admits there are still testing difficulties with not enough kits for those who should be tested. And he said on NBC's Today Show, Americans will probably need to practice social distancing for at least several weeks ahead. Global stock exchanges are up today, and Wall Street is set to open higher as well, all riding hopes that actions by central banks to prop up economies can stave off the threat of worldwide recession. London and Frankfurt exchanges were up more than 4% at the open. The Asian markets were up 2%, Seoul by more than 7%. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The new coronavirus continues to wreak havoc around the world. The global death toll tops 10,000, with infections soon to reach a